Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
The Joy Business Report. Coming up in our headlines, Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana COPEC projects a 2.3% drop in prices of petroleum products from tomorrow. Also in this bulletin, Liquefied Petroleum Gas Marketers Association criticizes Ministry of Finance for refusing to meet stakeholders to remove taxes on LPG. Plus, Ghana's credit ratings review impacts positively on operations of banks as more international firms reopen lines for businesses to aid the operations. We have details of these and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and the Peril General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. The Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana COPEC is predicting 2.3% reduction in prices of petroleum products at the pumps from tomorrow, November 1. The following report has more.
According to COPEC, the price of petrol is projected to reduce by 2.3% to 13 cedis 82 pesos per liter, while diesel will go down to 14 cedis on the average at the pumps. A kilogram of LPG will be sold for 17 cedis 96 pesos. COPEC explained that the reason for the reduction is due to a decrease in global crude price by 3.2% from $77.1 a barrel to $74.6 a barrel, while the CD continues to depreciate relative to the dollar from an average rate of 1.3%.
A business desk report a while longer within the industry because the LPG Market Association of Ghana has revealed that all attempts to engage the Ministry of Finance and the National Petroleum Authority to remove taxes on LPG has been futile. The association argued that even though government has admitted that taxes on LPG are disincentive, the Ministry of Finance has refused meeting the marketers to plan its removal.
We have engaged a lot. We have written a lot of papers even to the far as to the Ministry of Finance. But we have realized that it only ends at the engagements. You write letters and it's not even responded to. Like I did indicate, MPA has indicated from your own documentary, I think you interviewed my little brother, Obed. And he indicated that, yes, indeed, they have made presentations to cabinet through the Ministry of Energy. This in itself is an admission that the taxes on LPG should not be there. If a whole regulator can make a presentation to cabinet and to the ministry that take off these taxes from the product, then what else do we need to say? They themselves admit that the taxes on the product is making the product much more expensive and is pushing consumers from consuming the product.
Gabriel Kume is the vice chair of the LPG Marketers Association, speaking to Joy Business there. To one of our lead stories, some commercial banks have started benefiting from a revision of Ghana's credit ratings. The three major rating agencies, Moody's, Fitch, Standard & Poor's, earlier this month, reviewed Ghana's creditworthiness marginally up to reflect current developments in the economy. Chief Executive of the Ghana Association of Banks, John Iwa, argued that this has brought a lot of relief to commercial banks in the country.
Trust and confidence. And these same banks, of course, they are in business for business. Mm. And our business is important to them as well. To the extent that their internal policies will allow them to now begin dealing these banks that hitherto they froze. Mm. In most of the instances, the lines were not cancelled, but they were suspended or frozen. They should be maybe unfrozen so that business can go on at least cost. Because as banks are posting cash before undertaking transaction, who pays for the cost of holding that cash? Mm. is the person for whom the bank is undertaking the transaction. And therefore, it makes the cost of this all contribute to the cost of banking or cost of credit.
John Iwa is the chief executive of the Ghana Association of Banks. And to some other stories, Vice President Dr. Mahmood Bawumia has emphasized the importance of leveraging digitalization to advance Ghana's creative industry. According to him, the launch of the Ghanaian music streaming app will boost the creative sector's contribution to the economy while providing broad consumer access to local creative works. He made these remarks at an event launched in Accra.
So the Ghana Music Experience, GMX, is more than just a music streaming device. It is much more than that. It is an embodiment of what it means to preserve our culture, support our artists, and leverage technology to foster economic growth within the creative arts. There are a myriad of streaming platforms. However, having one that is purely dedicated to Ghanaian music and musicians is a welcome addition in our digitalization journey as a country.
Vice President Dr. Mahmood Bawumia there. Now, it's day two of the Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair ongoing at the Accra International Conference Center. And my colleague Hanno Dame was there and interacted with some patrons and, of course, exhibitors. Enjoy.
So, for instance, if the house is $70,000 and you want to pay for the 40%, what you'll have to do is that you pay just $35,000. And the remaining $35,000, we'll spread it for you to pay it in installments monthly for 5 years without interest.
So with only 25,000 Ghana cedis, you can get a plot at Shire Hills, which is one of our best-selling sites. And I would entreat everyone out there who's listening to me to come to our stand, visit us. We have very flexible payment plans, so do not worry if you do not have the cash readily available now. We can actually give you a very flexible payment plan and you can secure your land.
And the Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair is currently, of course, ongoing at the Accra International Conference Center. And, of course, will continue tomorrow and Saturday as well. Do make a date to visit the venue. Time now for food chain. And 68% of soils in the Amantia East, Bosomche and Bosom Freho districts of the Ashanti region are reported to be turning more acidic. In today's episode of Food Chain, Emmanuel Bright Kweku speaks with farmers who are lamenting poor harvests and the researchers who are advising the use of limestone and other regenerative techniques to restore the land.
Augustine Fosu and his colleague farmer, Augustine Nkrumah, join a team of researchers to fetch samples of sand from their farm to be tested at the laboratory. The exercise is to know the soil profile of their parcel of land. They both farm in Yasi Ejamfo, a suburb of Kuntinase, the district capital of Bosomche in the Ashanti region. In recent years, the two farmers have failed to cultivate enough from their piece of land handed them by their forefathers.
Last year, me in Nkrumah, let me meet say rubber can see 25.
Last year, I grew okra. I could harvest 25 large baskets, but this year I was only able to get two. The unhealthy and dwindling harvest prompted their over-reliance on pesticides and other inorganic fertilizer applications in hope to cure their farms. But the situation never really changed. When, after the plants germinate, I apply fertilizer on them, but it hasn't yielded enough. Farmers in the Kuntinase enclave are mainly into the cultivation of grains, horticultural crops like vegetables and other staple crops. The farmers fondly abuse fertilizers to boost growth in order to gain income and profits within the shortest possible time after cultivation. Their situation reflects that of many farmers across the country who overly depend on the sole application of inorganic fertilizers to increase their yields. Excessive fertilizer applications have been found to destroy the natural soil integrity and profile. The sand samples taken from the farm of Augustine were tested for the acidity, organic matter levels, and other essential soil nutrient contents. After the series of tests, The sample was found to be unhealthy for the plant growth. It had higher acidity levels of 4.7 and declining nutrients. This affirms a recent study by the Soil Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, which revealed soils in the Bosumche, Bosome Frehun, and Amansia East districts were declining in fertility. Dr. Francis Tete is the lead researcher.
We did about 110,000 hectares of land. Looking at what we have here, it is telling us that at least 68% of the soils are very acidic.
So declining soil fertilities is impacting yields, especially fresh maize, which is the main crop cultivated in the area. Efia Asensu Owusuansa is the district agric extension officer.
Of the problem we have with the fertility and other things, most of the youth have abandoned the farming venture. They are into it, but it's like it's discouraging.
But amidst this stark reality, the scientists are proposing solutions to restore the reclining soil fertility.
So we need to correct the acidity. That is why, for instance, when the vice president was talking about the use of lime will correct this, but we have not trained our farmers to use lime. Regenerative agriculture is good.
For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Brandt-Kweku.
Time now for Entrepreneur in You, and we have GCB Bank's head of corporate banking tell us about safety measures for entrepreneurs.
If you take other people's money to work with, there will be a time to pay back that money. And the key word there is discipline. Before 2017, when we had the collapse of some financial institutions, some microfinances took deposits from customers to invest into loans and other instruments. That's supposed to generate returns for us, what? To pay back. But they saw that deposits as their money. If you use other people's money for that, there'll be a time that you need to pay back. Safety here means you are being disciplined with other people's money. You are being disciplined with the business.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
Thursdays as well on TV and all our social media platforms. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Now, everyday people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new Ecobank Money Emergency Number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need.